Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Hey y'all, this is Joey McKenzie with the Quaby Sisters Band, and you're listening to Clear Out West Radio.
Clear Out West!
Ha!
That's right, Quaby Sisters, and you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, you know, Son Sam had a topic for me.
Oh, no kid.
For Farrier's File.
Nice.
And the things you find when you are shoeing horses.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Buried in the dirt.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, I can't remember what he found.
Nail clippings.
Well, you'll find those.
You'll find
absolutely.
Those.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your wedding ring.
Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah, well, that's why it's in the ground.
It's in the
dirt. In the ground somewhere where you were shoeing horses.
Yep. And I think it's, I got a pretty good idea where it is.
Do you? Yeah.
But it's,
We need to buy you a metal detector.
I got one.
Do you?
I do.
Well, you better go find your wedding ring.
I got to learn how to use it.
Well, oh, there you go. I need to come borrow it.
But you can find a lot of interesting things.
Oh, my.
Because people buy ranches, old ranches. They plow under the barn, what have you. And there's a lot of heirlooms and trinkets and stuff buried in that old manure.
Yep, that's a true statement.
And the grandkids love it.
You're out by an old barn, you're shooing away, and you pick up somebody's pocket knife.
Look
how many
there.
Pocket knives have I lost? Yeah, let's not go there.
Well, Tina found an old coyote trap.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Godfrey's coyote trap.
Is that right? I'll be darned. Well, so the next time you're out underneath the horse, take a look at the ground.
That's right. Look around a little bit.
That's right.
You'll find treasure.
That's some fun stuff there. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, what are you doing digging in the dirt instead of shoeing my horse?
I'm just looking.
Because we charge by the hour. Yeah.
Right.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 8. 29
4-1.
Ooh, nailed it.
All right.
Let's keep moving.
Let's have some more music, shall we? Yeah. A good friend of ours, Mike Hurwitz, is riding along with us. A Wyoming guy, although you have to drive into Idaho and back into Alta, Wyoming to get there.
To get there.
But, the great song, Out of the Frying Pan and Into the Choir.
We're playing in the parking lot. The crowd was wild and the band was hot. This preacher, he was standing there all day long. Well, I sang about whiskey and sin. I thought I ought to be one for him. So we eased the back and did an old-time gospel song. Well, that calmed him down and we took a break. And I was having a smoke with Buddy and Jake. And this girl in the smallest top I'd ever saw. Just hanging out, enjoying the view. Preacher come up and he was too. And he took me aside, then he laid down the law. He said, son, you might think it's cute, but I can see you don't give a heavenly hoot. And before too long you'll be burning in the fire. Why don't you come on down, give us a hand. We can use another picker in the Sunday band. And you'll be out of the frying pan into the choir. Well, I said, man, you're probably right, but we'll be leaving town tomorrow night. I'll be gone a long old time and more. He said, that's cool, you just keep in mind, play that old gospel tune one more time. That's what the Lord gave you them greasy fingers for. Now me and the boys, we hit the road. The women was fast and the liquor flowed. Woke up each morning with the honey of an aching head. I started popping pills to ease the pain. One town to the next and it's all the same. But I was thinking about the things that preacher said. Now son, you might think it's cute, but I can see you don't give a heavenly hoot. Before too long, you'll be burning in the fire. Why don't you come on down, give us a hand. We can use another picker in the Sunday band. And you'll be out of the frying pan, into the choir. I was in the back of the bus, sitting all alone, reflecting on my wasted life and feeling mighty low. So I called him up, man, I'm back in town. He said, good, why don't you come on down? And I've been here for 14 Sundays riding a row. No, I don't think it's cute. I might look like a geek in a Sunday suit, but it's a long old way from Satan's burning pyre. Folks, you're looking at a better man. I'm thinking like an angel in the heavenly band. And I'm out of the frying pan, into the choir. I jumped out of the frying pan, into the choir.
Oh yeah, good stuff there from Mike Hurwitz.
Yeah.
And his band is called the Aimless Drifters.
Aimless.
The Michael Hurwitz and the Aimless Drifters.
Ooh, good stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like we could belong to that one.
We are aimless.
Yeah, we are aimless drifters.
And we're shiftless.
Shiftless? We automatic transmission,
yeah,
aren't we?
We're shiftless. Yes.
Okay, good deal.
Norwegian transmission.
Yeah, right. I thought maybe, you know, we don't want to spend too much time on this, but the cost of living and the cost of making a living.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah. Are you going to step in?
No. We don't want this show to turn into a bummer.
Or a downer.
Or anything like that.
Not intentionally.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. But how has the last 3.5 years treated you?
Ouch.
Yeah.
About
like a baby treats a diaper. Okay.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite lines from Cheers.
Yeah.
Norm walks in and everybody goes, Norm. And Sam says, hey, Norm, how's the world treating you?
Yeah.
Yep. He says, just about like a baby treats a diaper.
That's
yeah,
right.
There you are.
That is a good saying.
That is a good saying.
I miss that show.
I do too. You know, there's some good shows out there that you just don't get. You know, there was only one John Wayne. All right.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Robert Duvall for me comes a close second.
He does. Yeah. I'll go with it.
I even like the shows of his that aren't cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah.
He's a good actor.
We need to ditch out to another commercial. And when we come back, Larry McWhorter has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.